Danny, let's talk a little bit about tracking, because I think that one of the ways to improve what someone is doing is number, especially in communication skills, is to record what you're doing in some form and then listen to that recording and study it. In other words, we use the recording not as a way to catch you doing something wrong, but we use the recording to improve what we're doing and to hear how we sound on the other end.
It's a vital component of our commitment to ensuring that we and our clients do not fly blind. When you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. I suspect you've probably heard that before. And we use the telephone tracking technology, which we call LeadTrack, to do just that. The way it works is that we will assign a unique telephone number to whatever tactic we're employing on behalf of the practice, be it a website, or a direct mail piece, or a newspaper advertisement, or even editorial. And in that way, because the number only appears on that one medium, any traffic generated or any calls made to that number, we can pretty reliably trace back to that medium. So that helps us evaluate the quantity of response, which is absolutely important, but it also lets us understand the quality. When did the call occur? What time was it received? How many rings did it take before the call was answered? And as you've already mentioned, Bill, we can record the call so that we can evaluate the exchange, the communication between caller and call handler. And I can't think of any better education tool than for somebody to listen to their own voice. And you mentioned this earlier, and I couldn't agree more, Bill.
Well, one of the things that I find myself in conversations from time to time, and then I end that conversation and I'll say, gosh, I wish I would have remembered to say that, or I wish I hadn't said that. And the only way I can really do that is to record the session, listen to it, and then reevaluate it. Now, we also talked a little bit about on-hold messages. What about outgoing messages when we're using some kind of an answering machine or something like that? What should we include in that outgoing message?